You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. I'm probably going to make this show a little shorter. I've been going as long as an hour. So I wanted to pick stories that I've been covering but needed to be concluded. And I was hoping I could conclude the Florida elections. Now, yes, the machine count is over. And the next governor of California is DeSantis. Good. And his opponent, Democrats, conceded. But we still have another recount. Yes, because the recount, even though Governor Scott, the current governor, won by several thousand votes more than Nelson, it was in the margin that now they have to do a hand count. It's getting sort of ridiculous, and I think the state of Florida is becoming a joke. But it's really, the problem is the Democrats have a problem, and I really think they better get their act together. And what I'm talking about is most people don't like sore losers. And when you've lost, and clearly have lost, you should concede. But they can't seem to do that. They can't believe that the people have rejected them. Well, get over it. That's life. It was a fair competition and you lost. You see, there's a great sense of entitlement amongst politicians, especially incumbents. And it's not confined to the Democrat or Republican Party, but in this election, it looks like you have Democrats that even when they lose, they can't admit they've lost. If you look back in past elections where someone has won by thousands of votes, oh yes, you could do a recount, and guess what? Your number, if you lost, might go up, but it could go down. It's only when it's really close that you have to and should have a recount. I'm not against recounts. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not in Florida. I say let the people of Florida, as well as Georgia, I'm going to be talking about Georgia in a minute, decide who they want to be their representative, who they want to be their governor. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not surprising that Senator Scott of Florida won. He was a very good governor. He was term limited out, ran for the Senate seat held by Nelson for two terms. You see, this is just another example. You should have a two-term limit, because once they're in for two terms, they really think it's their seat. They're the senator for life. Please, can't you do something else besides run for office? Apparently not, especially if they're attorneys. It seems that they have to run for office. I'm not against that, because there are some good people that we need to run, but they won't run. They can't put up with the garbage, the trashing, and the lying about them. So at least we know for sure that DeSantis will be the next governor of Florida. And yes, it was a somewhat close election. I think Floridians dodged a bullet. I think Andrew Gilliam would have been a disaster as a governor. And I'm surprised it was even that close. So congratulations, you have a newly elected governor. And next week you'll have a newly elected senator, and that's going to be Scott. Maybe eventually Nelson will figure it out that people don't like sore losers, and you should concede when you don't have a chance on a recount. You're not going to find that many votes, is the point I'm trying to say. When you're thousands of ballots behind. No. Now, what's interesting is we have a similar situation in Georgia. As a matter of fact, in Georgia, I think it's even worse because the Secretary of State was running for governor. And because he was Secretary of State, they were accusing him of using his position to rig the election, steal the election. Again, there is a recount. The election was close, but not close enough. And the lady refuses to concede. I think she'll concede tomorrow. But the impression is being given that Democrats are sore losers. Hillary Clinton is still going on and on and on, blaming everyone in the universe for her loss, except herself. That's what's funny about it. You see, you need to give yourself a good look in the mirror and what you're proposing, and also the perception of your character. So I'm glad for the people of Georgia that this lady did not get anywhere near enough votes in the recount. Oh yeah, there was a recount. Now, again, I want to emphasize, if someone wants a recount, okay, when it's a very close election. But once you get more than a half a percent, it's a waste of time and money. So that's why most states will specify how close the election can be if you want a recount. So we have two states, interesting, southern states, near each another, spent money, taxpayers' money, doing a recount. And I wonder how the people of Florida and Georgia feel about it. You see, I think the election should be called the night of the election. Now, if not the night of the election, in the early mornings. And for most of this country, they were. There were a few close races, Arizona being one of them, and the Democrat candidate for senator won. Republican lost, but she'll be back. Why is it that now we have this sore loser attitude and can't accept defeat? Because anyone that's been in public life, Abraham Lincoln's a good example. I don't recall all the details, but he lost many races. But you need to do it gracefully. You're always going to have another chance. If that's really what you want to do, you learn from your mistake, have a better message, work harder, and eventually I think you'll win. Because the American people like people that stick to it and have that experience. It's a humbling experience. I'm not saying it's pleasant to lose a race, especially when you think you're going to win. And that was clearly the case with Hillary Clinton. You get arrogant, and that's what it is. I always say if you're going to run for public office, run like you're losing, not winning. You need every vote. Because you saw it with President Trump. He never gave up. Even though there were many in the Republican Party, forget about the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, once those Hollywood access tapes came out, thought he should take himself out and put Pence in as president. But he stuck to it. He went on to win the debate and then the election. People like a fighter. They like someone that has ambition, fire in the belly, but a fighter that punches back. What they don't like is people that whine and whine and whine about losing and say their opponent stole the election. Because that's what they're saying, both in Florida and in Georgia. You know, if I were in Florida or Georgia and that happened, I would never vote for that person because it shows character or lack of character. And that's what I think they really miss. If you lost, and it's clear you lost, concede. Congratulate the victor and concede. Will they learn their lesson? No. Democrats will continue doing this. So will Republicans. And I know it's hard to admit because you are being rejected by the people. Now, admittedly, Hillary Clinton got more than 2 million votes, but she knew that didn't matter. What mattered was the Electoral College, and that's where Donald Trump won. He got 306 votes. You only need 270, so he clearly won. She did the right thing, though. Although she was slow to concede, eventually she did. I always remember Richard Nixon. That was if you want to look at a close race, it was the race between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. And Chicago and Illinois in general had a reputation of finding votes. The joke is a lot of dead people voted, but it was super close. And it was really because of Chicago and South Texas that Kennedy won. And a lot of Nixon advisors wanted him to challenge it. I think he should have. Now, I wasn't a Republican then. I didn't have any preference. But go look at the results and you see what I mean. If any presidential candidate should have challenged it, it was Richard Nixon. Now, the irony is, you know, Nixon said, I won't challenge it because the American people do not like a sore loser, something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. And I think because of that, Nixon eventually got elected, not once, but twice, president of the United States. Yes, finally he had to resign. And that's why I say I wish he had challenged it, but that might have changed history. Would he have won? Who knows? I sort of doubt it, because if you can rig the initial election, you can rig the recount. And what we're talking about is Chicago, which was controlled by the Daley machine and the Democrats, as well as large portions of the state. Nixon did the right thing. But now this is a different generation, if you will. And I'm seeing what's interesting, the people that are really part of this are the lying lunatic left losers. They think they should win. They truly believe the people are behind them. And yeah, many people are, but you got to convince more than half. And if you don't, close is not good enough. Not at all. But this lady in Stacey Abrams in Georgia, oh, she'll be back. And maybe she'll win in the future. Who knows? And, oh, she's articulate and she's well-spoken. But the message doesn't seem to get through. See, I think she would have been much better today, at least. I think she's going to do this tomorrow, though. And she'll whine and complain and then eventually say, okay, I concede. What's the point? What's the point? Because I think she's gotten the sore loser label, as I think Senator Nelson, not so much the Democratic candidate for governor of Florida. So we still are waiting for a recount in Florida. It'll be next week. What we're waiting for is a hand recount. Like I said several shows ago, Scott's going to be the next senator, and DeSantis is going to be the next governor, and I don't see any changes. And I really think if you're honest with yourself, the Democrats, or at least the Democratic candidates, need to be honest with themselves. Don't try to fool yourself. I think Nelson should have won. But I think what happens is, especially after two terms, they know his pluses and minuses. And that's what I really think hurt him. And many people thought Nelson was going to win. But he was up against a sitting governor that I think the general opinion is did a very good job. And that's when you truly need to run scared. And I think Nelson, had he acted and ran scared, could have pulled it out. Never rest on your laurels. Never, never, never. Don't assume because you've in the past won that the people are going to vote for you again. They should judge you throughout your term. And while you might have been popular in your first and second term, they increasingly are going to be dissatisfied. So we'll see. Now, there's one other story I want to go over. By now, you know that Attorney General Jeff Sessions was fired by President Trump, even though the president asked him to send his letter of resignation. And Jeff Sessions did that. Remember, all cabinet officials serve at the pleasure of the president, and all of them can be fired. And the president doesn't need a reason, as James Comey found out, although there were plenty of reasons to fire Comey. And I'll be honest, I was disappointed in Jeff Sessions. I think he made a mistake, but I can see his side of recusing himself in the Mueller investigation. Really, it wasn't the Mueller investigation then. It was the investigation of whether or not the Russians interfered with the election. And then along with that, was there collusion between Donald Trump or people in his campaign? Now, there's never been any evidence brought out to show any collusion, and there have been no indictments of that as well. I bring it up because I think it's long past due that Mueller end this, and apparently that might happen maybe even before Thanksgiving. We'll see. I was of the opinion that he should have been fired right on the spot for the simple reason you're supposed to identify a crime, and Rod Rosenstein didn't do it. It was an open-ended, and it's still an open-ended investigation because it's not a criminal investigation, and most investigations of the Justice Department are criminal investigations. Instead, it was an intelligence investigation where, in many cases, no one ever goes on trial. The Russians that he indicted are never going to come to the United States because they would be tried. And I agree you shouldn't lie to the FBI. That's a desperate charge. When they can't find anything, they might trip you up by saying you lie to us. That's why I keep telling people, if you're ever in a situation, it's not just the FBI, with the police as well, you don't say anything. You wait till you have you're a lawyer there, and even with your lawyer there, anything you say will be used against you. You better believe it, and they will lie to you. The FBI can lie to you. So if you're dealing with the FBI, as far as I'm concerned, what you should say is, I'm sorry, but I'm not saying anything. Now, they can eventually compel you, but make them do it. Don't volunteer anything, and don't do anything until you have an attorney present that really has your interest at heart. And I think there are a number of people that got caught up in this that, had they followed that advice, would never have been charged. So maybe, hopefully, next week, Mueller will end his investigation. I don't think there's going to be a report. Actually, Mueller can't issue a report. So, and the reason I say next week, what's next week? It's Thanksgiving. What are people doing? They're traveling, going home for Thanksgiving. So if Mueller wants to end it and sort of disappear, that's a good time to do it. His next opportunity is before Christmas. What makes me mad is they wasted over $20 million on this nonsense. Now, I'm for investigating any foreign agents that are interfering in our election. But you didn't need a special counsel to do that. We have intelligence investigations are ongoing, and many of them last for years. But what you're focusing on there is where, let's say, Russian agents are trying to steal or get information from U.S. citizens, maybe on national defense, arms, the details of. And yeah, you need to investigate. And if you have evidence that they're committing crimes, you need to prosecute them, and you need to bring them before a grand jury. But most of this Russian activity was done over the internet by people in Russia. So they're never, I won't say never, but it's highly unlikely that they'll ever see 1 minute in a U.S. courtroom. And many of these that were doing it were Russian government employees or contracted with the Russian government. Now, the Russian government's not going to turn them over. They don't have any extradition treaty with the United States. And it would set a horrible example if they were to permit extradition of Russians. And yeah, the Russians were involved. Some would say interfering is a better word. They're up to mischief. But ladies and gentlemen, the United States does the same thing. Our National Security Agency does. Most governments do it. Probably the two big, well, actually there are three. There's Communist China, Russia, and the United States, and other countries. But those are the big three. They do it to us, we do it to them. That's why you need to be careful. And I think we're learning some lessons. Hopefully we're learning some lessons. Now, there's one thing related to this that, in my mind, has not been addressed. There were people in the United States government, the federal government, in the Department of Justice, the FBI, Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the White House, that engaged in criminal activity when they spied on Donald Trump. They were committing crimes. They were using government resources to spy on their political opposition. Nothing has been done about it yet. When I say nothing, there have been no prosecutions. Oh yes, people have resigned, people have been fired, but let me remind you, if you do not go after, and by go after I mean prosecute people that have engaged in criminal activity, they'll do it again. And up to now, President Trump has not pursued it. With Jeff Sessions now no longer in the Justice Department, he needs to appoint an attorney general to clean up the mess or the remains of the mess in the Department of Justice, the FBI, and other agencies. You need to send a clear message to all these government officials, whether in the Department of Justice, the FBI, wherever they are in the government, that if you misuse government property, government resources, to go after the opposition party's candidates for president, after the election, they'll come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, to my knowledge, that has not happened. There were many crimes committed. And Trump supporters, I'm not a Trump I didn't vote for Trump, and I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I couldn't vote for either one of them. I don't trust them. And both of them are the candidates of big government parties. These are the parties that have given you the warfare and welfare state. So I didn't vote for them. But Trump, now he's already, I will say this, Trump has alluded to something. I don't have the clip, but he's made it known that if the Democrat Party that now will control the House of Representatives come January, if they start going after him again, two can play the game. I want him and expected him, and I think his supporters are expecting him, to go after those people in the government, in the White House, in the Department of Justice, FBI, go after them. There's a lot of criminal activity, but that requires, in my mind, a special counsel. I think Trump's attitude was let bygones be bygones. That's a mistake. You need to punish your political opponents, especially when they are engaged in illegal activities, and that's what they were against you. Don't let them off or they'll come back, and they're coming back right now. Hillary Clinton is more and more going public, so is former President Obama. I'm waiting for a new Attorney General to be appointed that will not recuse himself from any of this and will finally take it to the Democrats that were in on this. And there's probably upwards of 2 to 3 dozen minimum. There were crimes committed. Now they'll say, well, I was only doing my job. You don't spy on the American people. In particular, you don't spy on Donald Trump or the people active in his campaign. That was clearly politically motivated, had no real justification. And what the Democratic Party was doing, what the Hillary Clinton campaign was doing, was manufacturing a fake dossier. That should never happen again, but will if President Trump does not go after the principals, not the little guys. I see no real evidence that Donald Trump has done that. Now, he stayed out of it. Now, I need to be very clear. He's let the Justice Department up to now take the lead. That's why he needs to replace Jeff Sessions with his own person that's loyal to him, but more importantly, does not recuse himself and truly will go after the many, many crimes of Hillary Clinton, her aides, and the White House in unmasking U.S. citizens and misusing the FISA warrant process, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Really misusing it. And remember, Carter Page has not been indicted. That's who they went after. But they weren't after Carter Page. They were after higher-ups in the Trump administration and President Trump. And they got nothing. They came up empty. They deliberately misled the FISA court. And that needs to stop. And I'm waiting for the Trump administration to stop it. Now that the House will shortly, less than 60 days in January, control the House, they're going to be in oversight or investigation mode. So it's not going to be very pleasant to work in various departments of the Trump administration. But the question is, will they continue this, what I consider a hoax, the so-called Trump Russian collusion? If they're wise, they won't, because Mueller and his people have found nothing. You better believe if Mueller had hot, solid evidence, it would have been released, leaked long time ago. So in many respects, we're in a wait-and-see type situation. Now, I've looked over the background of this temporary. The acting attorney general was the chief of staff of Jeff Sessions. His name is Matthew Whitaker. And supposedly, President Trump has rapport with this gentleman. He may appoint him. The Democrats right now are, first, they're challenging the ability of the president to appoint this person. I think that's nonsense. You're getting a lot of lawyers giving their opinions, some saying there's no way he can do this, others saying yes, he can. And we'll shortly get an opinion out of the Justice Department. I concluded that he can, as long as it's temporary. That's the key thing. This is a temporary appointment. See, the big issue is why the Democrats so exercised, and this should alert you. Rod Rosenstein supervises Mueller, Robert Mueller. And Congress, Democrats and Republicans, Rosenstein, they accept him, even though he wrote the justification for firing Comey. But that's not necessarily negative, because many, if not most, Democrats wanted James Comey to be fired, including Hillary Clinton. And if she were elected, would have fired him. But with this appointment, admittedly a temporary appointment, and the president, as far as I'm concerned, has the right to do that. He should have waited until Congress is adjourned and then have an interim. That's one way to do it. But apparently Donald Trump had had enough and wanted to get Sessions out of there. So he took action. Once he was fired, it's entirely the right of the president to appoint anyone he wants, temporary or permanent. I suspect, though, that this gentleman will be a temporary appointment. Could be wrong. They'll find somebody else of, let's say, more seniority, more stature. Doesn't mean the Democrats are going to like them. And then they'll have to go through the confirmation process. That's going to be a long, drawn-out one. But the Democrats and their legal beavers, attorneys, really are saying and opining that the president can't do this. The president can't do this. Well, the president did it. And at least for 200 days, he's going to be the United States Attorney General. And if they don't have one past that date, he can reappoint him temporarily. Donald Trump needs to find someone that's very loyal to him, will do not necessarily his bidding, but will go after the many, many crimes of what I call is the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. That's what needs to be done. And one of the big reasons is his supporters. I'm not a supporter of him, but a lot of his supporters, you've heard the chants, lock her up, lock her up. Well, I don't think you should lock someone up until you've indicted them and presented some evidence that they've done crimes. There's evidence there. She should have her day in court is what I'm trying to say. So the $64,000 question is, when is President Trump going to go on the offense? Many people have been waiting for him to pull that trigger. Will he do it? I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't done it sooner. Maybe he doesn't have that vengeance. He doesn't want revenge as much as some other people do. The situation is, though, the American people are crying out for justice. They don't think what was happening in the Justice Department, the FBI, the White House, in terms of Hillary Clinton's actions. All of that is more than suspect. There's more than enough evidence to take people to court and convict them. And their patience is narrowing. I hear people calling talk radio. I listen to talk radio, and several of them have mentioned this. Why hasn't Trump done anything about What Obama and Clinton were doing in 2016 against his own campaign, spying on him? That's what they were doing. They were spying on American citizens, and they didn't have cause for it. Now, they learned quickly that this so-called Russian collusion was nonsense, and apparently they backed down some. It never should have. This special counsel should never have been picked. And that's what Rod Rosenstein did. And I think sooner rather than later, he's going to be fired for it. And that's why the Democratic Party and some Republicans love him. The American people do not believe that there should be two standards of law, one for the American people and another for the well-protected. That, in a nutshell, is what's grating on the American people. Up to right now, Hillary Clinton has gotten away with it. So has Barack Obama. So are the people working for him. Nothing has happened. That is a miscarriage of justice. And the question is, will Donald Trump finally show some backbone and go after these people? And like I said, there are a couple of dozens of them. And you've heard the names before. I'm not seeing anything. You know, maybe this is the guy that will do it. I don't know. But apparently the Democrats are running scared of him. Well, maybe they should run scared of him. He's a tall guy, athletic guy. He was tight end for Iowa State, played on their football team. That's many years ago. So I have no brief for either Whitaker or anybody else, but I'm with the American people on this. I want to see justice be done and the laws of the United States be enforced against the previous administration, because it's clear to me and millions of other people that laws were being broken by Hillary Clinton, the people directly working for her, and the senior people at the White House, including Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, the messenger, Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and yes, James Comey and his deputy. The American people are waiting, and the longer they wait, the less confidence they have in Donald Trump and the Republican Party. You see, the Mueller investigation is really the establishment, both Democrats and Republicans, going after Donald Trump. Will Donald Trump fight back, take the gloves off, and finally go after him? I would do it. What do you have to lose? You see, I don't think the Democrats are going to rein in or constrain the many people that have mad Trump disease. Some call it Trump derangement syndrome. They'll lie, steal, anything to get Trump. That's where they're at. They don't fight fair. So we have to wait and see. I don't think it's going to be before Thanksgiving, but it needs to be soon. And keep in mind, this will take not weeks, not months, but years. It's getting cold. It's been now 2 years since people in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, and in the White House have been spying on Donald Trump and his campaign. It's about time that this scandal be exposed. And there are people, I think the best on this is Sean Hannity, but you have people that he invites people on a show that are doing the hard investigative journalism. The American people want results. They want to see that Donald Trump and his Justice Department are taking it to the prior administration. There's absolutely no evidence that I can see that he's doing that. The people want a champion, and Donald Trump wants a champion in the Department of Justice. But he needs to make it very clear to the American people who he's going after and why. The why is they've committed serious federal felonies, crimes. Now, something very important. Big lie media, your major television networks, your major newspapers. What I'm talking about is ABC, CBS, NBC, and your papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, and that's just the biggies. They're all conspiring against Trump and mainly side with the Democratic candidate. Let me restate this. Big lie media is largely in the tank for the Democratic Party and whoever they pick as their candidates. They're opposed and are very much against President Trump and the Republicans. Because of that, they're not going to connect the dots. And even if you do connect the dots, and the Sean Hannity show has been very, very good, but it's been very, very repetitious in laying it out. And then what happens? Absolutely nothing happens. It's entertainment. Talk radio as well as talk television, shows that do commentary, not news. They don't have power to investigate, power to take someone to the grand jury. No. So big lie media is not going to connect the dots. And the few people, whether in talk radio or in television, that are trying to do it, they're not getting any help or assistance, if you will, from who? The Trump administration. The Trump administration knows what they did. You see, it's up to the Department of Justice and the FBI to connect the dots. And once they've connected the dots, they have to prosecute them. I'm going through this because this will take a minimum of 1 year, but realistically 2 or 3 years. And because Trump has not immediately jumped on this, he's not going to get it done if he ever gets it done. That's why I have my doubts about it. You need to go for the jugular, and he's not. In terms of, we don't know. And what I mean by that, Jeff Sessions was up to something. And having an independent U.S. prosecutor, he could task them to do this, and they call people up in front of the grand jury and question them and get answers. But all of that is secret. It has to be kept in the grand jury. It's not for public consumption. So the point is, until the president acts through the attorney general and investigates, brings indictments, bring these people before the grand jury, until that happens, we're just where we're at when President Trump took office. I think most of the people that support Trump are very disappointed in this, that it has not led to action against their very base. They were expecting that those that were involved in criminal activities would have been brought to justice. That's what they're asking. And President Trump has been very, very patient, but that patience is perceived as being very slow, and even that he will never do it. Well, we'll see, because time is running out in terms of his four-year term, as well as the statute of limitations. And the reason why I bring that up is Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, with her email server, she was mishandling classified information. And I'm not going to go over that over this again, except that there was a statute of limitation that's on many of these acts started when she was Secretary of State. And after 5 years, and the 5 years ran out, many of those crimes that were relatively easy to prove, once the statute of limitations runs out, you can't bring, my understanding, I'm not trying to be a lawyer here, but I'm trying to make a point. You don't wait, because if you wait too long, the statute of limitations runs. And what we're talking about in terms of the Clinton-Obama Democratic Party criminal conspiracy was actions that were largely taken in 2016, from roughly the April-May timeframe onwards. So we're already over a year beyond into that 5 years. Most of these have five-year periods, and nothing's been done. And remember, it takes time to do an investigation. It takes time to do a prosecution. I'm talking at least 2 years, and we've already through 2.5 years already. I think President Trump has a problem. His political base are expecting him to not only clean up the Justice Department and the FBI, but to clean up by going after the people that were in charge of this conspiracy. And that's former President Obama, people in his immediate staff, Hillary Clinton, and high ups in the Democratic Party. And they better not get away with it. And if he doesn't do anything, especially if the wall is not completed, and I don't think it will be, I don't think he's going to get little or no money to build the wall. That's why I said if he doesn't do it with the lame duck Congress, get the money, when I say get the money, both the appropriation and the authorization bill, and get all the money. And I would even recommend go for more money. Go for $30 billion and get that wall built. See, if President Trump successfully did that, I think he would be reelected in a landslide. But if he doesn't do it, and my opinion right as of today is I haven't seen it. I've heard call it sounds that maybe the House Minority Leader would like to get the money. I'm not sure of that, though. It's up to Donald Trump to get that money, and that means twisting a lot of arms. And I don't think he necessarily will be successful, but he has to try, and it needs to be public. Initially, not so public, but it has to be public. Because let's say I'm right and he's not going to get the money. He's going to have to make a case to the people that he truly tried to get the money. The Democrats wouldn't give him a penny. And unfortunately, many, if not most of the Republicans wouldn't. So as much as president, I wanted the wall and made that a key promise in my campaign, I was unsuccessful. And maybe this will happen after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I don't think there's anything. The problem with you have a recess. Congress will be in recess, and then they come back in December. You have 2 weeks, maybe three, 2 to 3 weeks to push two things. Get the $30 billion for the wall, and then, in my mind, go after the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. Take the gloves off. They need to be taught a lesson. They need to understand that when you break the law, even though you're a high-up public official, and I'm talking president, national security advisor, attorney general, secretary of state, FBI director, and their deputies and assistants, if you break the law, the federal law, we will prosecute you. Now, there's a reluctance on the part of some Republicans, especially those in the leadership, to do that. We're not a banana republic. I agree. We're not a banana republic. But the prior administration was acting like one. When your political opponents are engaged in illegal activity against you, you need to punish those people. And by punish, I mean prosecute them and let a jury decide whether or not they've broken the law. I'm not seeing what I call fortitude or guts out of this administration. We're getting a lot of belly aching. Well, Jeff Sessions was the problem. Okay, Jeff Sessions is gone. When is it going to start? Who is going to be the attorney general to appoint a special counsel to go after these SOBs? And that's what they are. They manufactured that dossier so they could get a FISA warrant to spy on the American people. That's how corrupt and crooked they are. And by God, you better go after them or they'll do it again and again and again. Wake up. Going after reporters is easy. Going after the elected officials that were involved in this is not easy. Clean up part of the mess in Washington. So you better get the money for the wall, and you better start prosecuting high government officials that were in the prior administration that were engaged in this criminal activity. They were engaged in a conspiracy. First, to make sure you weren't elected president, and then when you were, to frame you. See, I would think Donald Trump is really mad, but he needs to finally recruit people that he has confidence in that are loyal to him. He can't fight all the battles. And this is not a fight, frankly, that he should be handling. He needs high-powered legal talent that know the ropes, and they're out there. That's what's even more frustrating. And he knows some of these people. I'm sure he's getting this advice. But you're finally going to have to take the gloves off and take it to them. Otherwise, you run the real risk of losing your voter base. And once you start losing it, it'll go real quick. When they don't see the wall and they don't see the prosecution, remember, lock her up, lock her up. Well, they mean it. Now, I wouldn't say it that way. I'd say prosecutor. Investigate, prosecutor, and go after all of them. They were trying to take you out. They were trying to frame you. Now, you can wait and wait and wait for Mueller to be over with. But it's about time you show the American people what the former administration did. Sad to say, most Americans don't know what they did because the media won't go there, won't connect the dots. Sean Hannity could have show after show and show after show on this, and guess what? It becomes boring and nothing happens. Sean Hannity going on and on, bringing people on, is not effective. I applaud him for doing it, but it's well past time to take the legal actions, and I'm talking prosecutions and investigations. Now, if it's going on, it's just a matter of time, okay. But the general perception right now is you've done nothing, President Trump, to make sure that those that committed felonies are brought to justice. And I'm talking Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Attorney General Lynch, James Comey, the CIA Director Brennan, and others. Those are the principals, but they had a lot of help. Your supporters are waiting. The American people are waiting. And these felons need to be brought to justice. Will you do it, President Trump? Apparently not, because I'll tell you something. You don't get the money for the wall in the next couple of weeks. You're never going to get it. And if you don't get that money, you're never going to be reelected president. Because I'm sure they're already filming the campaign against you. Where's the wall? Where's the wall? How many miles of the wall have you built, Mr. Trump? Now, I'll be the first to say the biggest problem are the very people who are saying that want open borders. But it's a legitimate question. People put trust in Trump that he would build the wall and deport and remove the illegal aliens. The wall has not been built, and except for some high-profile criminal aliens, they're all criminal illegal aliens as far as I'm concerned, because they broke in the country, usually repeatedly. They've got fraudulent documents, and they work every day, and that's a felony. There are multiple felonies, and we're talking tens of millions. Where are the cars, the buses, the airplanes with illegal aliens going back to their current country of origin? Okay, there's a few of them, but when you're talking 30 to 60 million, and maybe that's why you don't want to publicize the number, big mistake there. It's going to take 10, 15 years if you started when you first started to be president. So yes, it's somewhat of a slow news day. The re-election, the count, they're still now manually counting. The American people are scratching their heads. And that's why many of them are leaving both the Democrat and Republican Party. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of being deceived by both Democrats and Republicans. So for now, they'll sit it out. Not an ideal solution. But as more and more Democrats and Republicans leave and had they're full of both parties. They no longer have the trust of the American people. And that is ultimately what I'm talking about, is trust. The American people no longer trust their elected officials. And ladies and gentlemen, you're right not to trust them, because they will and have betrayed you again and again and again. And now both parties have gone further, further, and further to the left. And as they've done that, they've lost their integrity. The ends justify the means. And that's where we're at. That is not a situation you want to be in. So have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a Friday show as well as Monday, Tuesday. I'm not sure I'm going to have a Wednesday show. I'm trying to have a show Friday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And hopefully we'll have some better news for Friday. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.